Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Well, today's cattle futures market ended kind of all over the place. We had December live cattle down a nickel at 131.72. The February is down 22 at 136.10. April lives 17 lower at 139.80. But then June and August were 15 and 20 cents higher. I haven't seen any cash trade up to this point this week. The midday box beef was 15 lower on choice at 283.05. Select down $1.11 at 266.17. Choice select spread 16.88. Feeder cattle were down 27 in November, 155.65, so the November versus everything else spreads moved a bunch today. The January is down 80 here at 159.27. Keep in mind that November expires on Thursday. The month of November is weird with expiration due to the fact that Thanksgiving is on the last Thursday. So we expire on Thursday for the November feeders. Then January becomes the front month. It was up 80 today at 159.27. Marches were up $1.02. At 169, the April's up $1.10 at 163.47. Feeder cattle index 155.43, so almost the exact same as the November feeder cattle. And then hogs today surged again up $1.92 in December at 77.92. On feed report on Friday, early estimates are about 100 on feed, 102 placements, and about 96 marketed.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma.
The grain market sold off today. We were down anywhere from 1 to 6.5 in the corn. December finished 5.5 lower at 571. July of next year, 6.5 lower at 582.75. So giving some back there. The beans down anywhere from 3 to 6. January beans down 6 at 1251. The March is down 5.5 at 1263. They've actually been surging quite a bit. They were under $12 at one point in November and January. So still well off the lows on the beans. Chicago wheat 8 to 16 lower. December is down 16 to 810. Kansas City wheat anywhere from 8 to 16 lower as well. July of next year down 10.5, 810.75. But that market, much like the beans, has been rallying. We're actually right on the contract highs for the Kansas City wheat. Minneapolis was down 11.5 today in December at 1015. Today's cotton futures were up anywhere from 30 to 50. So the cotton market actually held together really well. News-wise, you know, we've got harvest pretty much done now. We're in the 90% area for both corn and beans. The cotton crop is planted. Winter wheat conditions are pretty good. So it kind of gets into that boring part of the year where there's just not a whole lot of new stuff going on. We'll start to rely on exports and other global and southern hemisphere crops to make markets move.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.